Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome each and every one of you to the program today. Are you woke? Are you waking? Are you woken? Bruh. Oh, man. I don't know about this new culture we're coming into where Hollywood makes shit movies and politically correct in every aspect. Oh, there's got to be this culture represented, this, and this. I don't know. To hell with everyone else. And men aren't supposed to like this movie. Stay away. It's for women and women of power. And it's just bizarre what's going on. I tried to look up a definition, and I don't really know what. If you're woke, does that mean you're a part of Me Too? Or if you're woke, whatever, male sensitive to the female needs. Well, enough of that. Maybe I'll come back to it. I would like to talk about the Paranormal Network, commonly known now as the Travel Channel, which is basically the Paranormal Network. Now, if you go camping in the woods expressly to look for Bigfoot, wouldn't you go there with some firepower? A few rifles, some handguns of high caliber, probably the highest caliber. These three guys went there armed with some plaster to take a plaster cast imprint of the Bigfoot print they found, whether it was a Bigfoot or not. It was a huge footprint, but it came down to their tent, and they were just frightened out of their gourd with no weapon whatsoever. I mean, why don't we get some of these big game hunters who have nerves of steel and stuff like that to go out and get one of these things to finally prove that they are exist or not, or it's just been some sort of camera fakery on all these footage things of Bigfoot. But it just stupefies me that they would not bring any weapons along. It's just like, get some real game hunter, a guy that's been in Africa, and maybe that guy from Minnesota who shot a lion. He kind of got into a mess about that, but I think he was a dentist or something. But that was a story quite a while ago. And another group, they were in the deep woods also. They were not specifically looking for anything, but so I can give them a little slack. They came upon something that was seemed like it was a little otherworldly with red eyes. So for those of you who believe in demons and devils and all this stuff that can roam the earth, it had red eyes. I don't know if a bullet or anything would help with that, but you never know. Some of that footage they catch, there is a show in there, Paranormal, caught on tape, and there is enough evidence to tell me about PK, one of the psychokinetic, I don't know, where stuff moves around when nobody touches it, and they got cameras in an office and chairs moving around, file drawers opening and files flying out of the, you know, and stuff like that. So if you watch Ghost Adventures with Zach Bagans and that crew, and the Dead Files with Amy Allen, the physical medium, who can speak to ghosts and listens to ghosts, spirits, unrested spirits. It seems like all of them trapped in those places are unhappy, and some of them, one time I did, I don't know why she doesn't move on more for the people they deal with, but she can move on spirits to a better place or a worse place. So, but that Bigfoot thing bothered me, you know, because, you know, if I was going to do that, I would go armed to the teeth. If I were seeing some Bigfoot-like creature peering into my tent, a flap or a window screen or whatever, I would take some shots. I would have my stuff ready to go. If you're hearing some really strange noises in the woods, wouldn't you take weapons anyway, just in case you might come across wolves, coyotes, but bears? We need is a big game hunter. Like, wouldn't that be the biggest trophy you could find? What notoriety you would get if you actually, I don't know how you would haul it out because it'd be extremely heavy, but if you could produce an actual Bigfoot, or if you could, I know a lot of people mention that they have encountered aliens, which they call the Grays. Now, if you could kill one of those and provide it to some news outlet, and I would not tell a soul until somebody who was trusted, and it would not get hushed up by the government. It would be out there for people to see first. And the paranormal stuff that they've caught on tape, looking into the skies, there are some freaky stuff. Over Minneapolis, St. Paul, they had a huge, at nighttime, some guy filmed for a long time, a huge ring of lights equally proportioned in distance, like it was a circular object that just didn't move. There didn't seem to be any noise from it, but it didn't look like it would have been a military thing. I don't know what year this was. It was kind of strange. So I don't know if you believe in this stuff or not, but if you do, the Travel Channel has a lot of those type programs. The show I saw, the Bigfoot and the demon-like creature, was called These Woods Are Haunted. That's the four shows I kind of watch. These Woods Are Haunted, Paranormal Caught on Tape, Ghost Adventures, mainly for Aaron's reactions to things. I have a older half-brother who lives in Las Vegas, and we might go to Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum, which is rated the number one museum in Las Vegas. And I saw a little YouTube clip on it, and some journalist from ET went there, and Zach was telling him to do all this stuff, and the guy was freaking out. He wouldn't do hardly any of it. Maybe they should have got a reporter who would kind of play along with the deal. But they went, he has a Ghostbuster room where he picked up these packs that they wore on their backs when they were ghost hunting, authentic from the movie. And the thing they used to trap the spirits inside the box, you know, and he said he paid over $300,000 for that. And then they had a room documenting stuff on serial killers, and he wasn't able to buy John Wayne Gacy's brain, though, or at least slices of it. The woman wouldn't sell it to him. And by her appearance and the way she answered questions, I can see why this woman would keep the brain in her basement. I don't know how she stored it exactly. Maybe Tupperware in the fridge. I don't know how you would store that for, freeze it and thaw it for. But you might check out those channels. They have some interesting programs. I might go through that museum. It sounds interesting. And then they have a replica of Dr. Jack Kevorkian's office, and also the van where he conducted some of those self-assisted suicides. So, sound like fun times. The one complaint I've heard about it is that they try to herd too many people in there at once, so you don't have much time to look at each area. But I did see that he had purchased a Dybbuk box, which supposedly contains a spirit, and they were fighting over one show about whether they should open or not. I don't think they did open it. They put glass around it, and I don't know, like that's supposed to keep the spirit in. And you can buy Dybbuk boxes, and one guy did on the paranormal, caught on tape. One guy did open a Dybbuk box he got, and it had something in it. I forget what exactly it was, but and shortly after he bought it, the camera caught stuff moving around. So maybe that was fairly authentic. You know, it's I would never mess with a Ouija board or spirit board, none of that, because I know some protection techniques that they use. They burn sage and they spread salt around very tiny crosses on their property. And on Ghost Adventures, they have shown a few exorcisms, which is really freaky. But check those shows out if you're into the paranormal. I thought I was going to move on to another topic, but I just ran upon some comedic videos about Bigfoot. Oh man, they're hilarious. It's under No Budget Productions, and I think the best way to get it is Butchy Kid, it's called. But there are a bunch of phony Bigfoot videos. In one of the videos, they show Bigfoot hitchhiking, and the Bigfoot is will also give you the finger when he's upset. And another one where a truck splashes a Bigfoot that's standing along the road. And there's another one where a mother Bigfoot is pushing a baby stroller, and this guy driving by in a truck runs over the baby stroller. Oh, what else? Two Bigfoots playing beer pong. One Bigfoot playing tennis. Another Bigfoot was taking a shit in the woods, and it had a roll of toilet paper, and there was just a toilet sitting there in the woods. Oh, man. And the guy's got this great and then he showed some elderly Bigfoots. One was using a kind of a stroller, and it tripped over a branch or something like that. And, oh, man, this Bigfoot's falling and can't get up, and it's got gray hair. And what else was there? Another one, an older one, they had in a wheelchair, and it went flying down the mountain, and it's great. And, of course, then the Bigfoot come after him, and he runs away just like all these other supposedly authentic videos where people get scared shitless and run away from what they're filming and the shaky camera work and all that. Oh, yeah, and then there's another one where there's Bigfoot in, she's wearing a bra and panties and obviously pregnant. The father is trying to help her give birth, but he doesn't know. He kind of pulls it out, and the baby Bigfoot whips out of his hand and hits a tree, unfortunately for that young'un. But if you check out Butchie Kid Bigfoot videos, it's pretty hilarious. In addition to those Bigfoot sightings, we also have a Bigfoot using a push mower in the woods. Also, they have a Bigfoot using an outhouse, and the guy is yelling at it. The Bigfoot comes out of the outhouse startled with some toilet paper trailing behind him. This guy must live in the woods near there, because Bigfoot has been breaking into his house and using his shower. Funny stuff. All of them are on YouTube. Butchie Kid. No budget productions. Oh, yeah. The latest one is Bigfoot in Seattle. And it's raining. He's wearing a rain slicker type thing and carrying an umbrella. He can't get it open properly, so he kind of throws it down and takes a few more steps and falls into a water puddle. Now I'm going to relate a story that is true regarding paranormal activity that I couldn't explain. It was at a former friend's acreage. Oh, not at the acreage, but when he lived in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, he had a home. There had been some vandalism in the area, and so he installed a video camera system above his garage. Now, in this footage, it showed a spherical object about the size between a golf ball and a tennis ball, just floating around in the air, no discernible flight pattern. I couldn't explain it as a child's toy, a drone, whatever. It was just flying around, and it did come up to the video camera that was set up, and it was almost like the thing took a flash photo of the camera in his garage area. And the thing just floated off and no real flight pattern. I don't usually, the Ghost Adventures crew sees those glowing orbs, and they don't have, well, they have a little more specific pattern of flight, it seems. As far as what they want to do, they move and shoot into people, shoot out of people, and then these people get senses of anger or sadness, whatever. But I don't know if this was a spirit. It was very strange. That's the only thing I've ever seen like that. I don't know why it would have such an erratic flight pattern, if it was drawn to the camera or what, but it just kind of floated around in different ways and finally came up to the garage camera and took a flash picture and then floated away. So who knows what that was? It wasn't a drone. It wasn't, I don't think it was a kid's toy. I don't think they have that at all. But it was very strange, and that is a true story. He said that he thought he knew what it was, but he didn't say what he thought it was to me. So I'm left to guessing. Why would the military have some little thing like that flying up to somebody's house in Sioux Falls, South Dakota? This was when he lived in town, and now he's moved to an acreage. I don't know if he still lives there or not, but so that was my one. I wasn't there exactly when it happened, but saw it on tape, and it was really bizarre. Well, to round out the program, let's talk a little bit about alien abductions. I've always wondered who reported the first alien abduction. I have some information here. Betty and Barney Hill with their dog Daisy. Barney and Betty Hill were an American couple who claimed they were abducted by extraterrestrials in a rural portion of the state of New Hampshire from September 19th to September 20th, 1961. It was the first widely publicized report of an alien abduction in the United States. And then I go on to talk about, somebody is wondering, is there really an alien abduction? The term alien abduction or abduction phenomenon describes subjectively real experiences of being secretly kidnapped by non-human figures, aliens, and subjected to physical and psychological experimentation. What do aliens do to abductees? Alien abductions are followed by a series of physical examinations of your body. Aliens usually insert probes of all types into the different orifices of the human body. They would implant certain microchips in various parts of your body. Aliens would also want to carry out various experiments on you. I wonder how the study of these aliens goes on in Area 51, besides the production of new military aircraft and flying them out there. If they keep the dead aliens on dry ice or for further study, I'm not sure. Let's see, 10 things what to do when they abduct you. Let's see, what are the 10 things? Let's see, flying saucer, a huge beam of light, sudden loss of time, and strange dreams. If all these things have happened in the same sequence in your life, you can be rest assured that you have been abducted by aliens once or many times. There are many people who are afraid of getting abducted by aliens. If you are not adventurous enough for these reasons for you to be afraid, though, here are some of the things that aliens will do to you when they abduct you. Aliens are following a series of physical examinations of your body. For what purpose? I don't really know. You would be stripped naked and the aliens would check the different physiological aspects of your body. Who else knows what goes on with that? Aliens use probes of all types into the different orifices of the human body. When they abduct the humans, they would insert probes and tubes into your nostrils, your rectum, your vagina. If you are a female, your ears and your mouth. Oh, geez. Sounds worse, a lot worse than going to the gynecologist or as I would going in for a colonoscopy. See, oh, I said that about the microchips. Aliens would also want to carry out various experiments on you. And for that, they would not only probe you, but they'd also expose you to various interstellar equipment and gadgets, radiation from which will pass through your body, parts of the experiment which they are conducting. Aliens could also engage into sexual intercourse with you. Now that one I really hadn't heard of. As one of their agendas to visit the intergalactic planets to produce alien-human hybrids that would carry the legacy of the aliens on the planet. Now you would think if they're so advanced that they would have figured out how to keep their race going. I don't know if they want to look like us to come here, whatever. But also I've heard that some people think that the alien aircraft are deep on the ocean floor, which I had not heard before. But all the people I've heard talk on Ghost Adventures about alien abductions, I believe that they believe they were abducted, but who knows? See, collecting samples from your body that would include hair samples, skin samples, sperm samples, blood samples, and many more. In worse cases, aliens may plan to mutilate you if that is a requirement of the experiment that they have planned to carry out in human beings. I hope I don't run into that. By now you're thinking what they would be doing only horrible things to you after they abduct you. It is time to change your thoughts. There are also instances where aliens have engaged into friendly conversations with the abductees, where they have communicated the purpose of the visit or their long-term plans with the abductees. Well, I would doubt that they would speak English. They must have some version of a universal translator that converted into English. That might be, I don't know about this one. Conducted in friendly conversation with the abductee. Oh, there was one of those guys on Ghost Adventures said he'd killed several aliens with a machete, but I don't know what happened. Or they disappeared after they were killed or something. He couldn't produce any body or anything. Alien abductions have proved to be beneficial to man at times as well, as after abducting, aliens may also educate you with the varied technologies that they are aware of, and they can also let you know about the history of the universe and about their galaxy or planets. Aliens would also engage into telepathic communications with you, wherein they will gather information about the planet Earth from the Earthlings. These points have been collected from various first-hand accounts of people who have been allegedly abducted by aliens While skeptics do not tend to believe too much in these things, yet the various cuts, bruises, or mysterious implants on the bodies of alleged abductees surely tell the story of their encounter with aliens clearly. Believe it or not. Well, I think I covered that a little bit. We might go into some of the more credible alien abduction stories. Whether they are to be believed or not, it's up to you to decide. But now I think it is time to call Read Alert. Those of you who were Star Trek Enterprise fans will understand that reference. And warp drive this to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page under Infotainment. You can also tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can also become a patron of Infotainment at patreon.com/infotainment. I do have a comedy, stand-up comedy special on there. So I will now say so long to everybody. I hope you've enjoyed the program. And as always, I hope you have a pleasant day tonight and a happy ending tomorrow. That was worth the price of admission, wasn't it? It was totally rad. Bruh, bruh, bruh. B-R-U-H. I'm just trying to keep up with the kids' lingo these days.